I'm Val Dior. Authorities say a Metro North passenger train derailment in New York caused 4 fatalities and over 60 injuries, some of them listed as critical. The southbound Hudson Line train left Poughkeepsie at 5:54 a.m. due to arrive at 7:43 at Grand Central. Investigators from NTSB en route to begin the search for answers, and they say the black box will be able to tell how fast the train was traveling. Growth of Chinese manufacturing barely expanded in November and stayed at the same rate as in the previous month, indicating a continual sluggish recovery that China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing said Sunday. It said the group's purchasing managers index remained at 51.4, the same from October. And riot police in Ukraine's capital have used tear gas and flash grenades to push back protesters who tried to storm the presidential administration building. For more details, go to srnnews.com.
As hard as it is to believe, you don't have to turn the calendar very far to see that Christmas is right around the corner. You have your list of everybody to buy for. Friends, family, Secret Santa drawings. Might even be a couple birthdays between now and then, too. Get all of your shopping done at one place and from the comfort of your own home. Check out the new online AM 1280 The Patriot store at am1280thepatriot.com. T-shirts, travel mugs, sweatshirts. Oh, and the Raise Right onesie? That's back because you wanted it back. It's all online at am1280thepatriot.com, keyword store.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
It's Lee Michaels here with Justin from Merle's Water Conditioning. And Justin, you've got a great offer for Patriot listeners.
Yes, right now we are offering a drinking water system at no charge with the purchase of a high-efficiency water softener. The drinking water system offers 2 stages of protection from chlorine, disinfectant byproducts, lead, cysts, cryptosporidium, giardia, volatile organic compounds, and much more. This system holds a value of $300.
You can get more information on this great system by calling Merle's Water Conditioning, 651-777-1349, 651-777-1349, on the web at mywatermn.com. Again, this special offer for Patriot listeners only. Some restrictions do apply. For details, call 651-777-1349 or on the web at mywatermn.com. Merle's Water Conditioning, since 1959.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
I was watching the news. Turns out home burglaries skyrocket after Black Friday. It got me thinking. I'm traveling a lot for work, so what if that happened to my house? Worse yet, what if my family were home? My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I looked into home security. I checked all my options, and the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Vivint's amazing once-a-year Black Friday deal is happening now through Monday. Get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment on us. Plus, get installation and your first month of protection totally free. Call 1-800-908-3682. That's 800-908-3682. 800-908-3682.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement. Service not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for details and license information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to everybody. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we broadcast live every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We hope that everybody had a very nice Thanksgiving weekend and a safe shopping holiday on Black Friday. If you haven't listened to the show before, the show is designed to help small to medium-sized businesses with their telecommunications and their IT infrastructure. And what we do is we discuss things like phone service, internet service, network infrastructure, and mobile devices, all geared to assist the listener in helping them become more productive, more efficient, and have the best technologies on the market. With us today, we have our co-host on the show, Paul from BlueNet in Eagan. How you doing, Paul?
Real good. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing fantastic, although I'm kind of depressed because every one of my football teams lost, starting with my alma mater high school, Rosemont High School, losing the against Eden Prairie in the Prep Bowl, followed by yesterday's loss with my alma mater college, Mankato State, Minnesota State, losing to St. Cloud in the Division II semifinals. And then followed by a loss with our beloved Minnesota Gophers. So I guess, guys, heads up. We still have a bowl game, depending on where we're going to go. And if you're an Irish fan, heads up. A lot of juniors are going to come back for next year's team. And we'll get Eden Prairie maybe next year.
So no joy for the sports fans at the Burrell household.
Well, it was, no, not really. But it was family time, so that's okay.
There you go.
So today we're kind of in for a treat because each week we have different carrier reps from the companies that we sell for in the telecommunications world. And actually this week we're going to be talking about my company, Telecom Warehouse, and what this means for the listening audience and find out how partnering with our firm, how you guys can save money on your telecommunications and get some of the newer technologies on the market.
Yeah, so Charlie, I guess this would be a good time to give us a better understanding of who really is Telecom Warehouse and what do you guys do for your clients.
So Paul, I'm glad you asked that question. And what I want you to do is I want you to kind of think of Telecom Warehouse as kind of like an insurance broker, but in the telecommunications world. You know, when you call up an insurance broker for car insurance or home insurance, you're calling them because they have experience in an industry, they represent multiple different companies, and they can get the best product set for your different insurances. And that's really what a telecommunications consulting firm does. And so what we do is we engage our companies. We represent over 100 different telephone, cable, and wireless providers. And as an independent consulting firm, we make the recommendation for the services that we're going to make for that customer based on their needs.
So as a business owner, it kind of takes some of that research work off of our plates.
Absolutely. You know, when you're shopping around for phone service or internet connectivity, literally, you could pick up the phone, meet with 25 different companies that sell services in your area, and get a different bid from each one of these companies. So why not call one person who's been in business a long time that can provide you a non-biased approach on your services and make that recommendation of somebody to partner with? So that's kind of what we do. When we sit down with a client, we'll make the recommendation. We have over 100 different carriers that we can make a recommendation for. And really what that means for the client is that they're going to get the best opportunity on the marketplace.
So does the business owner have to pay you for this consulting service, or how does that work?
Well, that's a great question, Paul. So basically what happens is we are paid by the provider. You know, when we partner with the carriers, so let's say, for example, a customer needs T1 services or they need mobile services. When we place that piece of business with that individual client, whether it's a real estate firm, an accounting firm, a manufacturing firm, whatever the case may be, because we work with all different types of clients, when we place that piece of business with that client, that carrier is going to pay us for that. So the client pays us nothing for the service. So it's really what they're getting from us is they're getting a non-biased approach, and they pay nothing for the service.
So ultimately, as that business owner, I get the assistance of really trying to find out who's the best fit for the various services and products that I'm trying to fit into to solve my problems.
Absolutely. And what we're doing for the listening audience here, we always provide a non-biased obligation, and it's always a competitive quote. So please, if you have any questions, you're shopping for phone service, you're shopping for internet service, you want us to evaluate your wireless services, maybe your Verizon bill is creeping up on, and you want to shop different carriers, or maybe you have CenturyLink for your landline services, and you just want to get an opportunity to evaluate those services. Give us a call at Telecom Warehouse. We'll come out with you, come out, meet with your business. Our telephone number is 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. You can visit us on the web at telco, T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com, or you can email me, charlie@telcowarehouse.com. And guess what? You can even follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
So, Charlie, you had mentioned, you know, T1s and other internet service and phone service, but what all products and services are you at Telecom Warehouse able to help a business owner decide to implement?
Paul, I'm glad you asked that question. So telecommunications is a very, very broad topic. And there, with over 100 different carriers, there's pretty much every product on the market. But really what we specialize in is voice services, data services, MPLS, and cloud-based solutions. So let's break that down for maybe the listener that maybe doesn't have the huge technical knowledge. Basically, it's phone service, internet connectivity, mobile devices, and MPLS. So we'll help businesses with a single phone line all the way up to multi-site connectivity. Really, the sky is the limit. There is no geographic boundary. You could have a single location here in Eagan, or you could have 20 locations throughout the United States. We will find the best fit based on your network infrastructure and ultimately deliver the best product set for your business.
And the right answer isn't always necessarily finding that one provider that does all of those things. This might be a mix and match type of solution where you're going to pick some services from one vendor and some from another to put together the whole solution.
Absolutely. There is no single provider that is better than the other. And I'm glad you brought that up, Paul, because every situation is different. You know, if you're a single sole proprietor and you have a couple phone lines and internet connection, there might be one or two different carriers that might be a better fit for you. So we'll recommend those options. And a lot of times we're showing different carrier options and making a recommendation based on what we're seeing from an outside approach. In other words, we're not going to lead somebody down the path that they don't want to go. We'll give them an option. And so there's kind of a difference between selling a product because you have a quota base or letting a customer buy because they feel comfortable. And that's what a telecom agent does. They're here to partner with your business, provide the recommendation of services, and ultimately the customer will partner because we're going to be there for the long haul.
Sure. So I guess the other question I would have is, what's different about Telecom Warehouse versus some of these other telecom agency I may have heard of compared to your competitors?
Well, great question, Paul. We have two big competitors. We have other telecom agencies like ourselves, and then we also have what I would call the actual carrier, the direct sales reps from each one of these organizations. As we mentioned before, we have over 100 different telephone companies. So in the metropolitan area, let's just name a couple that we've even had on the show. We've got TDS Telecom out of Eagan. We've got Inventus Telecom in Edina. We've got CenturyLink in St. Paul, Integra in Golden Valley. Each one of these has a sales force that they pay a salary for. And if you work with those companies, these would be one of our competitors, as well as other telecom agencies like Telecom Warehouse. So these are different competitors. But to answer your question, we're non-quota-based. We'll partner with our company. We'll work with these different carriers to provide the best solution. And so, you know what? I think I'm going to return that question when we come back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and I'm your host, Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Moving a business can be a pain in the butt, not to mention making sure the new location has proper wiring and cabling. That's why we call the handyman at Depth Communications. Locally owned and operated, Depth Communications specializes in structured cabling, fiber optic builds, and low voltage wiring. Not to mention that they'll even deck out your entire office with flat screen TVs, surround sound speakers, and flat screen projectors. It's not a wonder why so many businesses have trusted them to do the job. Depth Communications is a Burke Tech Oasis certified integrator and a leading installer of low voltage cabling throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin. They are experts with installation of voice and data cabling for small to medium sized businesses. Call now for your free consultation. Their consultants will meet with your business and provide you a free, comprehensive installation quote. So call them at 612-986-0086. That's 612-986-0086. Or visit them on the web at depthcommunications.com.
Your insurance company protects their bottom line. You need GAVNet public insurance adjusters to protect your rights. They're not lawyers. Many of GAVNet associates used to work for insurance companies, but now they only work for home and business owners like you. GAVNet and Associates maximizes your claim. With no fees up front, it pays to hire a GAVNet public insurance adjuster to make sure you get a full and fair settlement. Contact GAVNet public insurance adjusters at 612-221-6151 or gavnet.com.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-927-9566. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-927-9566. For your free demo, call 1-800-927-9566. 1-800-927-9566.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. My name is Paul Drangied with BlueNet. And before the break, we were talking to Charlie about his company, Telecom Warehouse. And I'd asked you, Charlie, kind of what makes things special about Telecom Warehouse versus your competitors, you know, both the other carriers and some of the other brokers in the area?
Great question, Paul. And I want to address the fact that back in 2009 when I started this firm, I basically did this because I wanted to create multiple choices for companies. And when we look at the competitors, you know, I think my biggest competitor is not necessarily the other agencies, but also the direct sales reps from the organizations that we had mentioned earlier. You know, when they go out to sell products and services, they're going to sell what they have to because they have a quota.
Sure.
And a lot of times it might not be the box or the certain fit of that specific customer. But they have to because they have that's all the product set that they have, and they want to go out and they have to hit their quota or they get fired. So the reality is when you're a telecom broker, you partner with all these different carriers, you're going to have the industry knowledge. We have a commitment to work with that customer over the long haul because we're paid by the provider. And we want to create a value of a single point of contact. So we kind of want to take the phone company out of the equation, that you're really not doing business with a particular phone company. You're doing business with Telecom Warehouse. And for anybody in the audience, kind of a compelling reason to give us a call is we're going to come out and meet with you. We'll provide you an opportunity to bid out your services with these providers. You can give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. You can visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com, or you can even send me an email at charlie@telcowarehouse.com. And you know what? We'll even follow. You can even follow us on Twitter at Telco Warehouse. So when I started the company back in 2009, I came up with three different, what I would call differentiating factors of why companies will actually use us. The first of all is the guaranteed savings program that we have. Right now, we've launched a program called the 15 for 50. Basically, give us a call and give our consultants 15 minutes of your time. In other words, we'll come out to your business, we'll evaluate your services, and if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples approach for your voice services, for your data services, or your wireless services, we will give you $50. There's no obligation. It's totally free, risk-free. Give us a call, the 15 for 50. Mention that here. If you're listening in the studio, the 15 for 50 program will meet with your business for 15 minutes, and if we can't provide you an apples-to-apples savings on your telecom services, we'll give you $50 for your time.
So that's a savings. So comparative services, if I've got five phone lines and a certain amount of internet bandwidth today and I'm looking to get at least just that minimum or that equivalent service, that's the guarantee you're committing to.
Absolutely.
Certainly, of course, oftentimes I may be, as a business owner, I may be looking to add additional services or augments or with some additional things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if it's – so let's just say, for example, you have a business and you've got an internet connection, and let's use a real-life example. Let's say you have five phone lines and a cable connection with Comcast. If we can't provide you an apples-to-apples approach with five phone lines and a cable connection or a broadband connection of equal or greater value, we'll give you $50 for your time. And one of the things that we've also created is the contract assistance program. You know, a lot of these telephone companies have contracts, and one of our limiting factors of helping a customer into a new solution is the fact that they have a contractual agreement with their current provider.
Sure.
Paul, you're probably familiar with that, right?
Yeah, many of our clients are in the same boat. Maybe their needs have changed or there's new services available and they'd like to make some changes, but hey, I'm stuck in this 2-, 3-, 4-year contract with my telco provider for what I have today.
Absolutely. So because of this, we've developed the contract assistance program. And let me kind of explain what we do from our end to help assist in moving somebody to new services. First of all, we're going to go back to the provider that we're going to make a recommendation for and ask them to help buy out the agreement. Maybe they have incentives like buyback programs or free months of service, or we're going to come up with some dollar amount that we can put towards helping somebody come on board.
So that would be if your existing contract has an early termination fee. So you can get out of the contract early, but you have to write a check to that provider to get out of your contract.
We'll ask the new provider to help buy out that agreement. So that's step number one. Step number two is what can we do from our end? And a lot of times we're going to earn the client's business by assisting them personally to move over their services. So that is one thing that helps makes us special and a little bit and differentiate us from others. And the last opportunity that we do is we provide a holistic approach from what I call the bundle. And this is something that I developed back in 2010. A lot of times we get into a situation where we're trying to get that customer the best value for their telecom dollar. And what that means is we'll look at their landline services and we'll look at their mobile services. We want to bundle everything together under one roof. Remember, we're kind of taking the phone company or the wireless carrier out of the equation because we are going to create that single point of contact for that customer. So what does that mean for the customer? Well, it's very simple. We can handle your customer service. We have in-house implementation for the implementation of services, and we have the after-sale single point of contact. So we're kind of, Paul, what we're doing is we're just eliminating the phone company, and you're sort of doing business with us.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so as the business owner, I don't have to go and coordinate these different installs, implementations, and contracts with maybe it's 2 or 3 or 4 different vendors that make up my telco and internet solutions.
Yeah, we'll do it for you. I mean, we'll create that single point of contact, and it just makes it a lot easier.
It simplifies that vendor management.
You know, what we found, Paul, is that you know, sales reps in the telecommunications has a very, very high turnover. And you don't understand how many times we talk to customers and clients that after the sale, they never hear from their sales rep again, or he's gone in 6 months.
Sure. Or you know, I suppose it's frequent. A lot of time has passed from the first time you engage the company, and then you're calling back a year or two later to change some services or add some services. Suddenly, the person you're used to dealing with isn't there anymore.
Think about this, Paul. You've got your sales rep, the person that sold you your services. Maybe it's T1, maybe it's your wireless services. You've got the help desk support. So you've got a telephone number for help desk. You've got their internet support. You've got maybe email support. You have all these different telephone numbers. And customers get very, very confused. And that's why they generally, I mean, as a holistic approach, people generally don't like the phone or the cable companies because they just don't know who to call.
It's difficult to do business with them sometimes.
Very. I mean, look at you, even at your house, it's very difficult to understand, you know, have you ever tried to call the 1-800 number and sat there for a half an hour?
Right. And did I call into the right department for the right, for the right services? Exactly.
So again, for the listening audience, if you're just tuning in here, if you're shopping around for phone service, you're shopping around for internet service, maybe you need mobile device, you know, whatever the case may be, please give us a call, 952-513-2149. What we'll do, we'll come out, we'll meet with your business, we'll provide you an opportunity for an apples-to-apples approach on comparative services, and we'll make a recommendation of what we see from the outside view.
So Charlie, let's say I've come to that conclusion. I said, hey, you know, I do need some additional services, or maybe I'm not happy with my current provider or providers. I'm looking to make a change or add some services. How do I go about engaging, and what's that process to work with Telecom Warehouse to make those changes or additions to my service?
Paul, I'm glad you asked that question here. We've got kind of a five-step process that we implement for customers. And I'll explain that and how this impacts the listening audience. The first step, first of all, you obviously have to give us a call, right? Give us a call at 952-513-2149. Or you can even send me an email, charlie@telcowarehouse.com. The first, Paul, is what we call our discovery meeting, right? A discovery, or what I would call needs analysis.
Sure.
That meeting is basically kind of the who, what, when, where, and why. What are you doing? Who do you have? How long have you been with them? Kind of the probing, the questions. Let's find out about your business. There is absolutely no recommendation during this time. It's we need to understand what your business is doing for your phone service, your wireless service, your internet connectivity. That's step number one, discovery meeting.
So, and then at that point, of course, you'd want to know things like, are we opening a new location? Are we planning growth? Are we shrinking, growing? Relocating, those sorts of things. What's happening? Kind of what's the action going on inside of the business?
Give us the 50-foot view. What the heck is going on within your organization? I think this is probably very similar to your business in the IT firm, because in the IT world, because you can't make a recommendation if you don't have the 50-foot view.
Exactly. In fact, this becomes the biggest part of the process is that discovery, really unearthing what exactly is going on or what are the needs.
Yes. Yep. Step number two, we call the recommendation of services. This is the pricing model or the pricing structure. At this point, what we've done, we've gotten a copy of their bill. We've gone back to the carriers for what I would call either similar services or services to give them a better impact on their network. Maybe it's increased capacity, bandwidth, whatever the case may be. This is the recommendation of servicing. And what we're going to do is show a competitive quote. And sometimes we're going to show multiple carrier options so that they have a 50-foot view of what their options are. It doesn't always have to be a single provider. It can be maybe five different providers because the complexity of the nature. And we'll actually talk through the different types of the advantages and disadvantages of each option. Then we call, well, let's say they sign with us, right? They
sure.
Move forward and they partner. We're going to go through the implementation phase. The implementation phase is implementing those services. It can be wireless management. We're going to send the deployment team out there to implement their wireless services on site. It can be a multi-site connectivity. We're going to have the carriers where we do our application calls and know dates, times, etc.
This is where the real project juggling comes in.
This is the project management. Looks like we're running out of time here, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we come back, we're going to talk about the process. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants helped develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
If you have hair loss, ineedmorehair.com is the solution. ineedmorehair.com will introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss. Hi, I'm Dr. Norton Abramson, board-certified surgeon with over 25 years' experience as a hair transplant specialist. You may have heard Mark Rosen, as well as many others, talk about my work and the difference having more hair has made in their lives. I've given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities in Hollywood, a full head of hair. I can do the same for you. For a limited time, take advantage of this special radio offer. I'll restore your hair for just $3.95 per graft. That's nearly 50% off my regular rate. Look me up at ineedmorehair.com. That's ineedmorehair.com.
Dr. Abramson's procedures are so simple, you drive yourself to and from the appointment and then go to work the very next day. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. Located in Eagan near the 35E and Diffley Road exit, ineedmorehair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. ineedmorehair.com. Pastors, how would you like to experience Israel with members of your church? Join AM 1280 The Patriot for our Experience Israel Lunch and Learn and find out how you can enjoy the trip of a lifetime with your congregation. The lunch is free for pastors, and you'll get details on how you could earn free trips for your church. Our next lunch is Tuesday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. Space is limited, so RSVP today by calling 651-405-8800 or visiting am1280thepatriot.com to register or for more details. Experience Israel with AM 1280 The Patriot.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm Paul Drangied with BlueNet. And before the break, we were having a conversation with Charlie about really getting to understand the process of engagement on a telecom project. So what are the, you know, these five steps to making changes to your telecom infrastructure?
Great question, Paul. And so what we had talked about is, let's say you picked up the phone and you called us and we came out to assist you with your telecommunications. You know, the first step we're going to do is, we talked about, we're going to do a discovery meeting. That's kind of the who, what, when, where, why of your business.
Get all those details down.
Get all those details down. Number two, recommendation of services. You know, what carrier or carriers best fits the model of the goals and objectives of your business? Step number two. Kind of step two and a half is if, yes, you decide to buy. Let's say you want to move forward. Obviously, there's contracts and so on and so forth. Step number three is the implementation of those services. Here, the project management of a telecom agent is far superior than a direct sales rep. And kind of the reason why is we've got industry knowledge, we've got the support, and we're going to create a single point of contact. In the direct sales approach or the direct rep, they're basically on a quota, right? So what they have to do is sell, pass off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Move on to the next opportunity.
What they call deal.
Sure.
Agents don't have deals. We have clients. We don't bring on a customer to say, hey, I sold that deal. A deal is a transactional. It's like you're buying a car. You're going to buy a car, that's a deal. What deal can I get today? Why? Because they don't care. They're going to sell it to you and you're off and running, right?
Yeah, Charlie, you need this client to recommend telecom warehouse to their colleagues. So this has to go smoothly. And
absolutely. And we want recommendations from you. We're working with you over the long haul. And step number four is the post follow-up or review of services. Did what we contractually agree to, right? And believe me, phone companies make errors, Paul, so it's we're not going to push the blame on phone, and so do we. It's human error. But we want to make sure that after the implementation phase, the billing goes right, you're happy and satisfied with that product, because step number five is the annual review or the audit of those services.
Did we get what we intended to get out of this project?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Say, for example, it's mobile devices. Let's say we sell you a package with Sprint. Generally, phone companies or cell phone companies are two-year agreements. Well, 2 years from now, when that contract comes due, is Sprint the best fit? Do we want to look at maybe AT&T? Do we want to look at Verizon? Let's say it's a landline approach. Let's say we sold TDS Telecom. In 2 or 3 years, is that the best fit? What has changed in your business? If you look at, for example, Paul, let me just ask you a question. Take, for example, 24 months ago. Are you in the same position, let's say financially, whatever, that you were 24 months ago?
Certainly not. You know, a lot of things change over the course of a couple of years, and our needs have changed, even at BlueNet.
Whether it's the economy, whether it's human capital, whatever the case may be, things are not the same because obviously the world is changing. So what we want to do, step number five, is the annual review of your services. And maybe it's the recommendation of just renewing with the existing carrier. That is an option. A lot of times it's not because of needs and goals. So that's our process. Like I said, if you're in the audience and you're shopping around for phone service, you want to shop around for wireless services, whatever the case may be, please give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or you can send me an email, charlie@telco, T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com.
So Charlie, I guess one of the questions I was thinking of is, okay, I'm a resourceful enough business owner. Why can't I just pick up I hear these ads on the radio and on TV from, you know, TDS or Comcast. Why not just, or CenturyLink, why not just pick up the phone and call them directly and order service from those providers myself?
So what I just heard there is why not just eliminate the middleman? Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. why do I need to call a broker?
Well, great question. So first of all, from a pricing structure, there is no advantage of using a broker versus a direct rep. Okay. So there is no advantage. The pricing is going to be exactly the same. That being said, there is a difference in the knowledge and the approach that we have to earning a client's trust and so on and so forth. Number one, we are not paid by the client for the recommendation of services. You're going to get all of the values of partnering with us with all the five steps absolutely free. So if you're business owner Bob and you pick up the phone, you will not have to pay me 1 cent or my company or any one of my associates to come out and help you with all these value adds. We're here to help. How we get paid is very important, and I explain this to clients, is we are paid in what's called a residual nature from the contract that we negotiate. In other words, let's say you sign a $500 a month voice and data service with CenturyLink. CenturyLink is going to pay Telecom Warehouse a small residual over the life of that contract. The client pays nothing. So you get the value add of the experience, the knowledge, the product portfolio, as well as our process absolutely free.
And in the case of that carrier, they're going to pay that sales commission to somebody, no matter where the sale comes from, even if it comes internally from their sales.
Absolutely.
Sales coach.
Yeah. That, let's use that same $500, Paul. That $500, the carrier is going to pay their in-house customer service. They're paying the direct person, a quota, right? They have to pay them a salary.
Sure.
So why not, if it's apples to apples, why not go to somebody who's completely non-biased, who's going to give you all these value adds, and work with you on partnering versus selling? To me, it sounds like a win-win scenario, does it not?
Well, certainly, if I call into CenturyLink, they're only going to recommend CenturyLink
Absolutely.
Products and services,
yeah.
Which may or may not fit the bill for your particular needs. But if I call Charlie, since he represents these other firms, he said, well, yeah, CenturyLink could do this, but, you know, there's these
But
other...
maybe Integra is better at this side.
Exactly.
So we'll take a remember that it's completely non-biased. There is no quota in our world, okay? So for those in the audience, there is no sales quota. We don't have to push. We often receive from the other, from the client. And the goal is obviously to deliver the best approach for that specific customer.
Sure. So really finding that perfect fit. So who exactly would be an ideal client for you at Telecom Warehouse? What's that perfect fit customer for you, Charlie?
Great question, Paul. When I think about our customer base, we're built for small to medium sized businesses. We are a small business firm as well. We have a Better Business Bureau rating of an A. We're located right here in Burnsville, Minnesota, and we have the support for small to medium-sized businesses. And our typical client that I would say, Paul, and this is just our what I would say, is anywhere from 5 to 150 employees. That doesn't mean we don't have sole proprietors. That doesn't mean we have multiple site with more than 150 employees. But we're built for the support and the infrastructure for that 5 to 150 different types.
Sure. So what's a triggering event that's likely going to kind of initiate this process to say, hey, we got to talk to Telecom Warehouse?
In other words, like a call to action. Why would we pick up the phone?
Exactly.
Well, first of all, with the one program, you have an opportunity of getting $50. That's the 15 for 50 program. There are multiple ways, and there was kind of seven that I just thought of, just kind of off the cuff, of call to action of why people buy telecom or why they have a need to buy telecom services. The first one is, reducing expenses. I mean, think about this, Paul. If you look at expenses in a business, here's a stat. I'm going to try to rephrase this. One of their top 10 expenses in any business is their telecommunications.
Certainly.
So think of overhead and, maybe insurances and whatever the case may be. You have payroll, right?
Right.
You've got your telecom expense. That is one of the top 10. A lot of businesses are looking to reduce that.
Well, and of course, the price of telecom and bandwidth over time is tending to go down, not up. So if I've been in a contract for a while, there's probably a good likelihood that there's maybe a more cost-effective product or solution out there for me.
Absolutely, because things change so fast, Paul, that what might be competitive 2-3 years ago may not be competitive because other carriers are penetrating marketplaces. Products are getting, it's obviously the race to zero. Who's going to put up the most, the best bang for the buck in a specific time? So I would say on average, Paul, that when we talk about reducing telecom expenses or even mobile devices, it's not uncommon to see anywhere from a 25 to 40% reduction on an apples-to-apples approach.
You get the same services you are today.
Same exact services. So I would say reducing telecom expenses is a call to action.
So what else would be a prompt?
How about downsizing a business? And obviously we don't like to talk about this, but downsizing a business.
Sometimes it's a reality.
It is a reality. If you're reducing human capital, maybe there's a need to pull services away. It happens. Markets change. This could be a call to action.
Obviously, we'd more rather talk about the opposite of that is, hey, I'm growing. I'm adding a location. I'm adding employees. I'm adding additional users.
Expansion of a business has a great impact on telecommunications, especially their network infrastructure. Maybe bandwidth is increasing. They need to have additional locations. Maybe they need additional phone lines to support the expansion of a business. Maybe they're bringing on 20 or 30 field workers. So mobile devices. Maybe they need more cellular phones.
So drastically change what they need today compared to the last contract they signed.
Absolutely. I get calls daily that says, hey, you know what? We've got an existing contract. We need more stations. We need more phone lines. We need to increase our bandwidth. Expansion of a business is a huge one. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk more about call to action items. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 9th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. Plus, a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-959-5324. This is an exclusive, radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. No wonder it's won 9 Glammys in a row. And now you can try it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals Foundation and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-959-5324. 1-800-959-5324.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm Paul Drangied with BlueNet, and I'm having a conversation here with Charlie. Before the break, we were having a discussion about some action items that would engage a conversation about your telecom needs changes, and we talked a little bit about one of them being reducing costs, trying to eliminate some of the line items from the budget there and get more products and services for your money. And then we talked about changes in the size of your business, either like a consolidation and a shrinking or expansion and acquisition. Charlie, what are some other reasons that they want to pick up the phone and have a conversation about their telecom needs?
Yeah, great question, Paul. And so some of the other call to actions that what I would say that businesses are utilizing our services, moving is a big one. And I think that moving is probably one of the top five. So if you're a business out there that's moving business locations, you have to take a look at your telecommunications. You have to look at picking up your equipment, moving it to the new location, making sure that the service provider that you have can actually service the new location. A lot of times people leave that as kind of a last-second approach, and believe me, it has to be one of the first things that you evaluate if you're moving a business.
Well, and moving is this is a cause where that project management is
absolutely so
crucial, because the moving of telecom services is not for the faint of heart.
Well, think about this. Let's say that you're moving and you had to be in your space in 2 weeks, and you knew that your current phone wasn't going to ring for a period of time that your business is open. How does that impact your business? I mean, it could bankrupt your business if your telephone is not ringing.
Right, and if that's not planned out, because we know that installing of circuits, that never gets pushed out, right?
Yeah,
There's never any delays in the process there. So that to be able to wrap your arms around the process is huge.
Yeah, and I'll give an example. Let's say you have a business that's in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, just as an example, and you're moving to Lakeville. Well, you need to make sure, because you're talking about different rate centers, you're going from a CenturyLink footprint in Eden Prairie to a Frontier footprint in Lakeville. You're crossing over rate centers. The single carrier that you have may not be able to service you and even bring over those telephone numbers.
Right. So how do I coordinate the phone ringing stops one day at this location and starts
rings
at the
automatically.
Same time
at
the other location?
There's no disruption. So we'll formulate those strategies. And so, you know, you take a look at those top five. You got reducing expenses. You've got expansion or contraction of your business. You've got moving your office location. And you know, you can expand those. New locations, upgrading equipment, these are all cause of actions. And really are cause to pick up the phone and call us. And like I said, Paul, what we're offering is a totally non-biased approach to meet with your business, evaluate your services, make a recommendation, and earn your trust and value and partnership. That's pretty simple. That's the nature of the beast.
So what else might be? I mean, we could look at a number of different pieces that are going to make changes in our telecom, but ultimately, the ultimate question everyone's got is, okay, Charlie, you've worked with all these different carriers, right? You've got lots of different relationships. Well, I want the answer to the secret special. who is that best carrier? Let's just eliminate all this. Give me the best carrier that I can
work with. Who's
the best
carrier?
Right.
Well, great question. You know, the reality is there really is not a best carrier. Every carrier is built for a specific product set. So, for example, some carriers play in only the small business field. You know, we'll call it maybe the CenturyLinks or the Integras or the Comcast, the cable companies. Then you've got some that are only enterprise. Let's say your business, if you don't bill $10,000 a month in services or more, they don't even want to talk to you because they're enterprise in nature.
Sure.
And then you've got kind of that medium size. So there really is no one specific carrier that's better than the others. We do, from experience, know that there's advantages and disadvantages of all. Some have very bulletproof installation, but their after-customer support is not so good. Some have what I would call a more challenged implementation, but their customer service is bulletproof.
Sure.
So, you know, if somebody says, make a recommendation, but I will not go with this company, we're going to take that into account. Because maybe they had a bad experience in the past, and they don't want to do business. Well, if they used them in the past, we're certainly not going to make a recommendation in the future, just because they, you know, that was part of our discovery.
Well, and a lot of this goes back to that discovery, right? What's the priority for this business? Is it the availability to expand bandwidth? Is it flexibility? Is it customer service? Or is it price? You know, what's the priority of what's most important to that business owner?
Absolutely. Let's use a real life example. You know, there are places that there's only one phone choice. Let's say, for example,
that makes it easy, right?
Yeah, because that's all you have. I'll use an example. Let's say, for instance, you have a business in Monticello, Minnesota. If you're in Monticello, the only carrier that you have is TDS Telecom for phone service. They own the network. That's your only option. Well, it's kind of hard to make a recommendation if there's only one carrier.
Certainly.
Then you have the cable company there, which is Charter. So literally, if you're a business in Monticello, or even a resident in Monticello, you have TDS or you have Charter.
That's your choice.
That's your choice. So unfortunately, in those cases, it's kind of the lesser of the two evils, but that's okay. That's part of the deal.
So when we're making those decisions, what exactly is Telecom Warehouse providing as far? You talked about your service of helping us make choices about which vendors to use. Are you then reselling those services from those vendors, picking it up, buying it, and reselling internet bandwidth telephone service?
Great question. And the answer of reselling is no. We're not reselling the product. What we're doing is we're partnering the client with the telephone carrier. In other words, we have the relationship with over 100 different telecommunications companies. So what that means is we'll shop the market, we'll gather the information, we'll put together the agreement, and it is directly from the carrier. So when we place that business, they are doing business with that telephone or cable company or that wireless provider. We are not buying the service and then reselling it.
So effectively what you're really doing for us is providing that value-add service to so that I, as a business owner, don't have to directly do all of that communication and working with that particular telco. I can push that workload onto Charlie.
That's correct. Basically, it's kind of going back to that process. Again, if you're a business owner and you're trying to shop for phone service, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll do the shopping for you. It's kind of like when I use the analogy of the insurance broker. Let's say you're shopping for house insurance, Paul, and you pick up the phone. You literally could meet with, I don't know, 10, 15 different insurance agents.
Gee, that sounds like a good time.
State Farm, Farmers, Allstate, whatever the case may be. How about call the consultant that will bring all the pricing together, make the recommendation for you, and you pay them nothing for that service? Does that kind of sound like something that would be kind of a no-brainer?
Well, exactly. It adds the value, does not affect the price or increase the complexity of it, yet I can make you do some of the work for me.
Well, and let's go back. When you meet with all these other carriers, how many meetings do you have to have with each one of the carriers? I mean, let's talk about if you wanted to shop around with 10 different companies. Well, that 10 will probably turn into 20 meetings because they have to meet with you. Then they have to bring back the product. Then if you're going to meet with them, that's maybe a third meeting. Why not do just 3 meetings with us and be done with it?
Well, I'm also suspecting that the telephone company is not going to be terribly forthcoming about maybe where their weaknesses are either.
Absolutely. They're going to say our product is the best in the market, and they're going to do their dog and pony show. And then carrier B is going to come out and say, we're the best fit, and we're going to do our dog and pony show. And carrier C and D and E is all going to do the same thing. Well, they're all going to say they're the best because that's the product set that they have. So why not go with somebody that can help you out? That's why I said, if you're shopping around for phone service, you know, you're moving your business, you want to save some money, you're opening up a new location, these are all call to actions. Give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. You can email me, charlie@telcowarehouse.com, or you can even follow us on Twitter with our updates, shows, and things like that, and promotions that we're running at Telco Warehouse. So, Paul, that's the 50-foot view on Telecom Warehouse. What questions do you have for me?
Well, I guess I have a pretty good understanding now of what that broker relationship does for a business. What's the offer that you're putting on the table here for us today?
Like I said, we're offering a non-biased 50-foot view to come out, look at your services, evaluate your services. And Paul, it's like this. How many financial planners do you have?
Well, usually just one or two.
Okay. And how many accountants do you have?
Well, just one accountant.
Okay. So why not have one trusted telecom advisor that partners with your business who's going to seek the best interest of you, not on behalf of the phone company, because we work on behalf of the client. You got one accountant, you've got one CPA, you've got, how many doctors do you go to, for example, right?
Exactly.
Well, thank you for another show. You've been listening to Telecom Soup. Tune in next week from 12 to 1. And have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, Charlie.
Signing off.
Hello, this is Kevin Waterston with the Cremation Society of Minnesota, Minnesota's largest provider of cremation services. Last year, cremation was chosen by over half the families in the state, and it's easy to see why. Cremation is simple, dignified, economical, and environmentally friendly. That's why every year, thousands of Minnesotans throughout the state choose to pre-plan with the Cremation Society of Minnesota. It is an important step in giving your family the peace of mind that at the time of need, vital decisions have been taken care of. Confident that the services they are looking for will be provided without feeling any pressure at a difficult time. If cremation is your choice, or if you have any questions about cremation, call us today at 612-825-2435. That's 612-825-2435. Or look us up online at cremationsocietyofmn.com. The Cremation Society of Minnesota. The new tradition.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis-St. Paul, on the NASDAQ as SAL.